Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Kara Hetland, and now we're going to take a time and talk about a concert that's happening tonight at the Belvis Theater at the Washington Pavilion. It's the Music Composition Academy concert, but there's a lot to talk about and a lot of backstory behind it, and Delta David Geyer is with me in the studio now. We'll start with you, and then we'll talk with the composer about music. So welcome, and thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kara.
So let's start.
Okay.
Backstory.
Well, the contextualization for this is it's part of the larger program of the South Dakota Symphony called Bridging Cultures, which we've talked about on this program. We launched it in January. Our Lakota Music Project is the biggest project we've had over. It's almost 10 years old now, where we've engaged with Native American musicians with the idea of addressing racial prejudice, and this has been a very effective, very successful program. It continues to grow, and we have a brand new Lakota Music Project program that will be premiered on Saturday night at the Multicultural Center at 7 o'clock. It's free, That's a big thing. But Bridging Cultures has taken in the Arab community, Filipino community, Chinese community here. We've engaged with all of these different communities within the community of Sioux Falls and around the region. And with the idea of creating cultural understanding or facilitating cultural understanding through the sharing of music of different cultures. And this is something that a symphony orchestra can do uniquely in terms of engendering understanding between cultures.
And how can music, I mean, what really do you hear when you hear music from other cultures? What does it really speak to you?
Well, first of all, music is something that we all love. And to hear music from another culture is to be able to hear the voice of the people of that culture. And I think, honestly, the most unique thing about it is that it focuses on what we share in common rather than what makes us different. So the word diversity doesn't even come into the conversation because we're not focusing on what makes us different.
It's listening to their voice.
Listening to each other's voices.
Right.
You know, so it's a bridge. I mean, Bridging Cultures, it's a bridge project. And this has worked very effectively with the Lakota Music Project because both cultures are on a level playing field and we're treating each other with respect. And, you know, you're sitting on a gym floor and on Pine Ridge Reservation, you know, with a mostly Native audience, or you're sitting here in Sioux Falls and people are learning about the other side of the fence in a positive way. And again, it's not, we have this diversity issue or yada, yada, yada. You know, it's not political at all. Mm-hmm. We're just learning about each other. So Lakota Music Project has been going for 10 years now. We've played it on 6 reservations in many different cities. We played it for the governor and peer during legislative session. It's been a very effective program. When we received the Bush Prize for community innovation about 2 years ago, this enabled us to expand some of that activity, and which we have done over the last 2 years. But concurrently with winning the Bush Prize, we were also awarded a residency, a composer in residence for 2.5 years by an organization called New Music USA, which is a New York based. It's an organization that supports and funds new music, the largest one of its kind. And so Ted Whippred has been our composer in residence and has helped us. He's with us purely as a composer, but there's another aspect of the Lakota Music Project that started 2 summers ago, and these are composition academies for high schoolers. So we had one West River for kids from Pine Ridge and Rapid City, and we had one in Sisseton. And that's the program that's tonight, 7:30 in the Belbus, also free. And you'll hear 20 new compositions by high schoolers from Pine Ridge, from Sisseton, but also some of our own youth orchestra students who have composed pieces of music for our symphony musicians to play.
And Ted joins us today also. So thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. So talk a little bit about the process. How do you help young people put their voice to music?
It's a fascinating process, and it's been such a privilege to lead that process, both with kids who live on reservations and kids here in the city who have all kinds of musical opportunities. It's not a linear process. You know, it's so fascinating because with every child, it's different. Finding that spark that they all have in their imaginations of some kind of musical sound, something that fascinates them, something that comes from their life somehow, helping them find that spark and helping them channel that into something structured that other people can experience, right? We all have music in our heads, but putting it into a tangible form, and mind you, a form that a professional musician can look at and perform, that's a lot of work. And that's the work that we help them get through. It can be structured in different ways, but in general, the way it's worked with these kids is that they've had like a 5-day process.
Okay. And it's basically a summer camp for a week.
To learn how to compose music.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't say they learn how to compose music. I've been at this for decades, and I'm still learning how to compose music. What they do is they create a piece of music. And yes, that makes them a composer.
Okay.
They're a composer. They're composers without any question. And the goal is to help them create something truly personal, something that nobody else would come up with, because it relates to what's in their heart and their imagination. And with some of these students, the piece that comes out is highly personal. And writing instrumental music creates a safe space. Mm. No words in the music.
So what has surprised you in this process of what you've learned from what these kids have to say?
It is not the first time I've seen it, but it's always a surprise that the child who comes in, and I use the word child, we're talking about teenagers, but in many ways they're children. They come in completely withdrawn and unable to engage. The kids who are the most disengaged and don't seem to be participating are sometimes the ones who come up with the most beautiful pieces. Hmm. They found something, they didn't want to go there, or they didn't want to admit what was there, maybe. I'm not a social worker, I'm not a psychologist. All I know is that you sit patiently with a child and you encourage them to make any sound, and use that as a beginning. And through that sound, you begin to plumb what's in their mind. And what comes out can be heartrending and can be uplifting. You know, they go in all sorts of different directions. So I guess the surprise is just, again and again, you get all these real works of art. I mean, these are not, don't think of it as student compositions. You know, think of it as new pieces that reveal how young people are thinking today.
Well, I think of two examples, Ted. First is Bailey, Her Many Horses, which is, she's from Ulrichs, which is a border town, right in Pine Ridge. And her piece was, I forget the title, Human Error.
Human Error is the title.
Yes, Human Error. And she wrote it for our woodwind quintet to play. And Jeff Paul, who's our principal oboist, was part of the faculty of the Composition Academy as well, and has known Bailey, worked two summers now with Bailey. And it is one of those heartrending things. You know, she came in the first time and she just had an uncle that was very close to her who had died the week before.
Oh my.
And so she had to get this out. And so she's very reflective in that way. But then I think of Ariana Steele, who's a young woman from Pine Ridge High School who comes in with her ukulele, you know, and basically only knows how to play one chord on it. But she comes out with a piece and she said, correct me if I'm wrong, Ted, but it was something to the effect of, you know, I live mostly with negative thoughts, and I really wanted to write something beautiful instead. And it is indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. She said she normally listens to very emotional, sad music, and she wanted to make something very upbeat. Yeah. And so she did. And it sounds, the string quartet sounds like a big ukulele.
It does. Yeah.
How do you make that happen?
Well, this is the thing, because you don't write any of the music for them at all. I mean, it's all their music, but you facilitate it coming out. And it's a week long, like they're together all day, every day for a week. So, you know, and oftentimes you get to Wednesday and there's like nothing there, right?
Right. Yeah. You can get to Wednesday afternoon out of 5 days, and if there's nothing there, you begin to worry. But it never fails. I mean, it's astonishing. But these kids, part of structuring their week together is making them feel safe in a group. Mm-hmm. And for some of them, it just takes a few days before they're willing to share something.
Well, and particularly West River, you've got kids from Pine Ridge, from the border town, from Rapid. And they don't know each other when they come in. So, and you know how high schoolers mm-hmm. are. Like, they're not naturally, you know, like coming open. But by the end, they're like hugging on each other. And like, it's really something.
And they make a connection.
Yeah.
And so, how do you expect the audience tonight to make a connection with this music?
That will not be a problem, because we have some of the kids that will be here with us tonight, and we have videos of the other kids talking about their pieces. And these pieces are anywhere from 2 to 4, 4.5 minutes maybe, you know, and they're 20 pieces and 20 kids. And so they'll have the opportunity to explain, you know, how they were affected by this and what their piece is about. So people will not have a problem making a connection.
And is it the entire symphony? It's just the groups?
String quartet, woodwind quintet. Yeah, those two ensembles, and they have a choice as to which ensemble they want to write for when they go to these camps.
So you create this piece, but then you have to spread it out amongst the instruments. So how does the scoring process
take place? That's part and parcel of the creation of the piece. It's entirely in the students' hands. There's no elves that come in at the end to finish the piece.
Oh, you can't just put it on the computer and it does it all for you,
is
there an app for that?
Oh, believe me, yes. Depending on the skill level of the student, the teaching artist, the professional composer who's essentially their scribe, and so if they don't know how to use the software to notate the music, then that's what we do for them. We try to remove any technical barrier, and there's lots of technical barriers in classical music. We try to remove all those barriers so that they can just be free to create.
They also have demos by professional musicians, string players
important.
And woodwind players. So it's astonishing to hear, you know, the pizzicato and the glissandos and the harmonics and the strings that are used by these kids who have never composed before.
Right.
And Jeff playing multiphonics on his oboe and things for them, and they'll incorporate it into the piece.
Right.
So, you know, it's sort of extended techniques these kids learn by just coming in contact with professional musicians that say, well, you can do this with this instrument. And they get inspired. And so they say, well, I want to, you know, put that in my piece, and it comes out.
And is there any interpretation that the musicians, do they get a little bit of leniency, creativity?
This is where I almost break down and cry, because our musicians are so all in on this process, and to watch them sit with each one of these kids and treat every kid like they're Beethoven, every one of them. Like, how do you like this? We'll play it this way for you, and if you don't like it, we'll change it. I mean, it's just so devastatingly heartwarming to see this come to fruition.
And so the concert is tonight at 7:30 in the Belvis Theater at the Washington Pavilion.
Yes.
Free, open?
Free and open to the public. And then Saturday evening at 7 is our Lakota Music Project Chamber Orchestra, Creekside Singers from Pine Ridge.
All right. I want to thank you both for taking time and coming on the program today.